child support agency. You never really loved me, you never really loved my kid. All you really care about is your money. I told you once and I tell you again, I love my kid but don't make him a brand. Don't extort me and call me a friend. I paid last month and I do it again. You gotta walk in my shoes, I gotta tell you the truth. You never cared about us, you just wanna get the money and live us a mess.
Are you a St. Petersburg police officer?
Sure.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Good job. You ever arrested anybody that had a child support warrant before?
I have.
Really?
I'm a fan of those.
What do you mean you're not a big fan of them?
Because that was like specifically written into the Constitution to go to debtor's prison.
Right.
So you shouldn't be sending someone to jail over money.
It is January 24, 2023. It's 10:20 p.m. And that's Eastern Time, Florida time. A lot of times, parents just tend to leave the child support thing alone. And the person that's paying is usually the father. And they continue to complain. And usually the receiver is the mother. And whoever is receiving that child support payment loves it. So what you have is you have one parent loving it and one parent hating it. So that the person that pays always is going to hate it. So that cancels anything they say out completely. So it doesn't matter at all. Anything that is said by any parent that has to pay child support, it's not true. And even though we know the child support agency themselves are evil, that's an evil, evil, evil thing. I just can't say it enough. But it doesn't matter because we have half of the people that are on child support are the receiving parents, and they love it. So as long as they say they sing praise all the time, as long as they say it's a good thing, then all the bad stuff that child support does doesn't even matter. It's for the kids, number one. Number two, the mothers love it. So the people that have to pay it just have to. It's just something that you have to do. You don't have a choice. If you don't pay your child support, the child support agency will send the police after you no matter what. And it doesn't matter. Nothing matters that it's in the Constitution at all that you're not supposed to have debtors' prisons. They do for child support. And that's because the best interest of the child trumps the U.S. Constitution every time. That's how the child support agency and these judges get away with it, because it's about the children. It's not about the Constitution at all. So these courts and the child support agency continue to just run over parents all the time. It's for the kids. So whatever the parents want, do not want, does not matter at all. The problem with that is a lot of parents just like tend to leave the child support thing alone because they know when the child turns 18, it's going to stop. So anything that happens between now and then, a lot of parents don't even care. They're just like, it's going to end. Let's just wait till it ends. We'll just leave it alone. But the problem with that is that, you know, sometimes things happen and things change and your driver's license can be suspended and you not even know it. It happens all the time. So you get pulled over and you think everything is all good. You hand the cop your driver's license. You think everything is all good. And they're like, did you know your driver's license is suspended? You, as a parent, you have no idea. Now, do you think it matters whether you have a child or not in the car? It does not. You're driving on a suspended license. It does not matter if you know. Well, actually, it does matter if you tell them that you had no idea. You know, always, you should always say that you had no idea it was suspended, even if you do. But it's still a crime. You can't drive on a suspended license. You go to jail for that. They give you bracelets for that type of thing. It's completely up to the cop at that point. And the problem with that is that you had no idea. you had no clue. You thought everything was all good. They do this all the time. And then you end up going to jail or ends up being a huge problem. And they always say the same thing. Oops. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you went to jail. I'm sorry we seized on accident your $1,600 tax return. Oops. I'm sorry about this. I'm sorry about that. That's all they ever will do when say is I'm sorry. Bad things happen all the time that are caused by the child support agency, and they do not care. It is the paying parent's fault every single time. It does not matter.
I want to know why you guys are saying that I owe you anything.
Child support agency, you never really love me. You never really love my kid. All you really care about is your money. I told you once and I tell you again. I love my kid, but don't make him a brand. Don't extort me and call me a friend. I paid last month and I do it again. You gotta walk in my shoes. I gotta tell you the truth. You never cared about us. You just wanna get the money and live us a mess.
And I got, see, this is so funny that you guys say this. I pay every month. I paid that on June 25th. I'm pretty sure that's June 25th. It says that I made that payment.
Right. It hit our system June 27th.
Oh, okay. So you do see that I paid for July.
Well,
that was the July payment. That was supposed to be paid July 1st, but I pay it July, June 25th. I pay it 6 days early, just so you guys don't freak out about that.